Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
If you want to download a copy of the Beacon Newspapers, you can do that for free, I think. Is that right?
Absolutely.
You can go where for that?
TheBeaconNewspapers.com. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the at the beginning. Yes.
And the
you can, TheBeaconNewspapers.com.
There you go.
And not only do we have the flip version of the paper that looks just like a paper that you turn the pages of, but we have most of our stories available in larger format that you can just look at each story individually by section.
Wonderful. TheBeaconNewspapers.com. Tell us technology today.
Yes.
What do we have?
We have some interesting stories. I mean, you've been reading the papers, we all have been, that there are huge hacks of massive databases.
Yes.
Whether you're a retail customer at Target or Home Depot, or you have an account in a major U.S. bank like J.P. Morgan, or health insurance companies, and most recently the U.S. government, right? Anybody who's almost ever worked for the federal government or is a contractor or military personnel, all their most detailed information is out there now. So what do you do? If you're among one of these hacked sets of databases, what happens? Your concern is that your identity will be stolen and that new accounts will be opened in your name and that people will start robbing things out of your bank. All these things can happen. So how do you stop that? Well, the first step, of course, is to notify the three main credit agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. We have the numbers in the Beacon. You can get them online as well. You can always request a 90-day credit alert. You can do that every 90 days for the rest of your life if you want. And what that does is it means whenever a business is trying to open a new account in your name, you will be contacted and told about it. It doesn't stop them from opening it, but it lets you know that someone's inquiring about your credit history. So that's you can say, well, they have no reason to be inquiring about my credit history. That doesn't sound right. And if you've been actually hacked and your identity has been stolen, you've filed a police report, you can just say you want it on an alert for 7 years, and they'll keep it. You don't have to keep notifying them every 90 days. Okay, you also might want, or you might not want, a full freeze on your credit. When you put a freeze on, that means no one can check your credit to open a new account or do anything else. And that means whenever you apply for a loan or open a new account or sign up for utility service, anything else, it's a hassle because you have to notify all three credit agencies, well, actually, for the next 2 days, you can let this person get in or whatever. And that takes a few days to happen, and that's a hassle. So you want to keep that as an option if you really think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Also, always check your credit card bills. This is good advice in general, of course, because if there are irregularities, they're going to show up there and you'll know. And don't overlook the little ones. If there's a small charge under $10, don't say, oh, that's too little to worry about. I don't remember it, but it must be okay. They're often testing people to see. So people who have hacked your information, they'll take a little bit out at a time and see how long it goes. And if no one notices it, then they'll whop the account and take everything at once. You can get free credit reports once a year from each of the three agencies. So if you do that every 4 months, then you sort of have an ongoing rolling check of your credit history. These kinds of things, the article is full of. There's even more advice. So if anybody has that concern, I recommend they take a good look at it.
What website do they go to check their credit? They can get a free check.
Yes, that's right. AnnualCreditReport.com.
AnnualCreditReport.com. No cost. It's actually provided by the government.
Right. And once a year, you can get a report from each of the three agencies.
Yes.
Right.
Great to check them. I've done that myself for the last couple of years and found some errors and was able to appeal those, and that was good to get them off.
Right. In fact, I might mention one other thing. There are these, paid credit monitoring services. They charge you X dollars per month or per year to keep an eye on things for you. Most of the advisors say it's not worth doing that, in part because again, all they're going to do is tell you if something's happening. They're not going to prevent it. They don't check for a lot of things that they probably – you would check for yourself. For example, have there been fraudulent applications for government benefits or claims for medical care?
Right.
That's not part of their service. So it's probably not worth the money unless you're being offered it free. For example, when these big companies like Target get hacked, they offer anybody whose name has been given up a free year of credit monitoring. That you can take. It doesn't hurt.
Right. Stuart Rosenthal has joined me today. That and so much more in the Beacon Newspaper. Pick up your free copy or download it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, I'm thrilled to announce Brook Grove Retirement Village, which is in Sandy Spring, Maryland, on Slade School Road, bgf.org. If you're looking at continuing care retirement communities, definitely a place to consider. Very excited to announce they recently broke ground for a new 70-bed dedicated rehabilitation facility that's going to replace a current wing with this state-of-the-art $25 million building. It will increase their capacity dramatically. 77,000 square foot building. I'm very, very happy for them. It's a gorgeous looking building, state-of-the-art technology and equipment to optimize the rehabilitation potential for those at Brook Grove Retirement Village. If you want information on Brook Grove or want to make a free tour, get in touch with them at bgf.org. I was talking a little earlier about the challenge of helping your spouse communicate about moving. Now, if you just tuned in, go back and listen to that online at ericstewartgroup.com. Really, having the difficult conversations is oftentimes the most difficult part of making the move. It's not the downsizing. We look at the stuff we've got as a way of keeping us from moving forward, and that's very, very important. The right sizing guide will help you even think through how to get rid of the stuff. 50 pages of chock full of information, plus the preferred vendor guide, free for download too at ericstewartgroup.com if you need help, you know, finding an auctioneer, finding somebody who'll take your junk. And these are all good people. They've got their license numbers in the guide. It's kind of like Eric's list of retirement information. By the way, if you're listening and you think, gosh, that sounds like something I'd like to be a part of, reach out to us at ericstewartgroup.com for more information. Back in May, the Post reported that aging is not coming naturally for a lot of baby boomers. Well, I see that quite often. You know, there are actually classes to teach baby boomers how to age. And Anne Zibaldo is guiding her grain students through the steps that they will need to take to reimagine the rest of their lives in the communal existence that has come to be known as co-housing. Well, this is a Tacoma Village co-housing group she organized. She is a consultant there and helps others in the co-housing ventures get off the ground, which senior co-housing, with all of its complications and rewards, was one of the bigger draws at what amounts to a college on how to age successfully. These are 4 to 8 week courses presented by a nonprofit organization called Iona, right here in the District of Columbia, not too far from my station here on Jennifer Street in Friendship Heights. These were designed especially with baby boomers in mind. And since 2011, a generation that has almost continually reinvented itself also has been hitting retirement age. So boomers tend to see themselves as forever young and have sometimes been reluctant to embrace the late stage of life with the same gusto as their youthful activism, according to Lyle Fisher, Director of Community Development at Iona. So Iona, which receives part of its funding from the district's Office on Aging, launched its Take Charge Age Well Academy in September of 2013, with its core classes Take Charge of Your Aging 101. And now there are 7 courses ranging in cost from $115 to $145 that focus on themes such as eating well, physical fitness, age-proofing your home. And this faculty includes regular instructors as well as guests. According to Fisher, we want them to be making decisions, these core decisions about how to live into a ripe old age with a great aging plan, having all the practical decision-making things. As I see it, this is good information for everyone. In fact, I think the one thing I'll say about the boomer generation is, and I'm a boomer myself, I'm the last of this generation at 51. The oldest is currently about 70, I think. Baby boomers think of themselves often as Renaissance people. They think of themselves as people who are always learning, trying to study, trying to understand. And I think the generation, the greatest generation right before us, similar in that way. And so the more you know, the better you live. This is a good thing. Find out more. You can look up Iona online for more information about that. All right, so the right sizing guide I mentioned earlier will give you free information on how to walk through that process for yourself, how to get rid of your stuff, how to evaluate what you have, and we'll give you a list of a free vendor list of providers that provide information. Plus, we do have a continuing care retirement living guide, which is essentially a free guide of all the retirement communities here in the metro area in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. If you're a retirement living counselor at one of these communities and want to be sure that you're included, please go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the guide for yourself. Check it out. We try to make it easy for people to get information here at the Eric Stewart Group. We're realtors, And we help you sell your home, help you sell your condominium, purchase an apartment, condominium, or co-op. We assist in all manners, but we're about educating, about helping you make the right decision for you and where you go with your life. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. When I get back, I have many, many things to discuss with you, not the least of which are three different sales that we had recently and the challenges that came with them. I'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show right after this.